This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington, and we want to get you an update on the awful situation in Mumbai, India. A series of coordinated attacks that started yesterday left more than 100 people dead and several hundred more injured. Today, Indian commandos stormed two luxury hotels where suspected Islamist terrorists held a number of hostages. Jody Totem is Time Magazine's bureau chief for South Asia. She joins us from her hotel in Mumbai. Thanks very much for staying up late to talk with us tonight.
Hello. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What's the latest on the standoff?
Well, as of late last night, the encounter, as they call it, between the police and army forces and the suspects in the hotels was still going on. There was still firing sort of into the night, starting from yesterday afternoon.
And you say last night because it's 1 o'clock in the morning tomorrow in Mumbai.
That's right.
And you know, the numbers are so sketchy so far. All of the situations that you keep hearing, all these anecdotal stories. Have you been able to make sense of this at all?
You mean of the number of
yes
people dead, or the number of people who are actually. The casualty figures did rise yesterday, as you said, to more than 100 killed. We're still not sure exactly how many suspects there are. The best estimate from the last sort of official announcement was somewhere between 20 and 25, which is still sort of an extraordinarily small number given the sort of complete lockdown that we're in the city. I mean, it's remarkable that this could happen. This could be orchestrated by such a small number of people, but apparently that looks like that's what's happened.
There have been any number of attacks in the past in Mumbai and other Indian cities, for that matter. Nevertheless, these appear to be, at least in terms of the weapons used and the targets of the attack, to be quite different. AK-47s, assault rifles, and hand grenades, as opposed to bombs. And do we have any idea that the one group that claimed responsibility here, nobody's ever heard of them before?
Yes, it's very strange. I mean, there were definitely things that were very different about this attack. As you said, the number of different weapons that they were using all at the same time is something very different. They apparently approached the city by sea. They came, at least some of them, by boat from a neighboring state in the north and sort of swung around around the sort of peninsula that is the city. And landed on the coastline that way, which is, again, very unusual. They also targeted places where foreigners were likely to be, including the hotels and also this one cafe that's very popular with backpackers here. All things that, if you're looking for foreigners, that's where you'd go. And I think that's very troubling to people here in the city, which prides itself on being very cosmopolitan, a city where, you can be anything you want, in the way that New York City likes to think of itself. So that's very disturbing to people.
And the Jewish center was also attacked. The prime minister, in a statement, said the attacks originated in another neighboring state, which is not too many people in India, would take that to mean anything other than Pakistan. And the Pakistanis have said, wait a minute, let's not have knee-jerk reactions here. And nevertheless, tensions have to be increasing.
Yes, that was also somewhat surprising, because there was a time when any terrorist attack within India was immediately blamed on Pakistan. Now, what's happened over the last couple of years, it's become clear to many people that there are, in fact, groups or individuals within India who are capable of doing such things. And the rhetoric sort of shifted toward trying to understand who they might be and what their motivations are. So the fact that the prime minister is going back to talking about what they call, the foreign hand here is... Uh, it's it's an unusual development. It's a little bit troubling to many people. It's not clear what the evidence is either way to saying that this is tied to Pakistan. The group that's claimed responsibility is also something that no one's ever really heard of.
We clearly have much left to learn, and at this point, more questions than answers. Jody Totem, thank you very much for taking the time tonight. I know it's very late, early in the morning tomorrow there.
Okay, thank you.
Jody Totem is Time Magazine's Bureau Chief for South Asia, joining us from her hotel in Mumbai, India. Stay tuned for details and the latest developments from India much more later today on All Things Considered. Tomorrow on Talk of the Nation, the dignity of plants, puzzle-solving slime mold, and the relative jumping height of different kinds of fleas. Well, what else? It's Science Friday. Ira Flato will be here with a tribute to the strange and silly in the world of science, highlights from the Ig Nobel Awards.